people love to feed birds. It's a great way to bring wild animals right into your backyard, and it's a big industry too, with more than $3 billion spent annually on bird seed alone. There are hopper feeders, suet feeders, hummingbird feeders, and many more. There's even a market solely dedicated to keeping squirrels out of the feeders, with products for sale like the Squirrel Be Gone and the Squirrel Buster Plus. As popular as bird feeding is, few people think about the negative impacts that the feeding could have on the birds.
We definitely saw that although, in general, the birds at the feeder sites had some health benefits of the seed, they also tended to contract disease at a higher rate and spread disease at a higher rate than at the sites without the feeders. Just like any animal that comes into close contact with other ones in high densities, it increases the risk of disease transmission, and that's certainly what we saw at our feeder sites.
That's Dr. Travis Wilcoxon, Associate Professor of Biology at Millikan University. Wilcoxon became interested in the effects of bird feeding on wild populations. So in 2011, he set up 6 research sites in forested areas of central Illinois. 3 of the sites had feeding stations, and the other 3 did not. Over the course of 3 years, Wilcoxon and his team caught more than 2,000 birds to determine the effect of bird feeders. They found that sites with the feeders had increased rates of diseases, but the birds had more body fat. The feeders were removed after the study was complete, and the birds were sampled again after the feeder removal to see if they had grown dependent on the feeders. The birds were fine, indicating that they were not dependent. So if the birds don't need our help, and the bird feeders can increase the rate of disease, should we stop feeding birds altogether?
I don't think people should stop feeding birds. I think in general, you know, we found positive influences of the feeding on the health of the birds, with the exception of the small percentage of the birds that actually contracted disease. I think there's some things that can be done to remedy that, perhaps cleaning feeders more regularly. We also think that not filling it up every day, maybe leave it empty for a day or two, that should reduce the number of total birds at the site, but it shouldn't really lose the species that come to visit. But it'll probably reduce the transmission rate because there won't be as many animals there in one place.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jeff Smith.